Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
You can check him out at Swain Event on Twitter. SwainEvent.com is the website. Does a radio show in Knoxville, former Tennessee wide receiver Jason Swain. Swain, what's up, man? How are you?
Everything is up, and I'm blessed. I'm good. How you guys?
We are good, man. Saddened to hear the news yesterday about Brandon Kennedy, Tennessee starting center, lost for the season. That's tough, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more importantly, it's tough for him. That's the first person I think about is, you know, it's him. He's the one that's hurt. He's the one that worked his tail off at Alabama, had an injury there too, you know, had to sit behind an All-American, and here he is, graduated, and feeling very optimistic about having a second opportunity in a new environment at Tennessee. And he comes in, and he's one of the leaders from the standpoint of a guy who's won championships, won at a high level. I'm pretty sure all the guys are looking at him and looking up to him, and now he tears his ACL, and I'm pretty sure in a practice where they wanted to do a lot of improvement from the first game. And he had to sit out a whole entire year, and now he's only limited to 1 year of eligibility. So, you know, my thoughts go to him first. He's the one who's suffering this injury and has a long road to recovery. And then secondly, I think about, you know, this offensive line and the football team. Because, you know, they are putting a bunch of work, and they do have to make some adjustments from that first game, and now they're going to have to shuffle around some players, and Ron Johnson is up. You know, he worked at center before Brandon Kennedy got here, so here we go. Let's go to work. Let's fill in, and that's why you come to a place like Tennessee, next man up, and you guys will produce.
And that was certainly one of the struggle spots for sure, was the offensive line. It took them a while to get going. You know, but having said that, they did get better as the game went along. We have Dave McGinnis in every week, who's coaching the NFL for 31 years. He said he encouraged Vol fans to not jump off the ship with regard to the offensive line, that it takes time for those guys to get to know each other and to work well together, and that he was encouraged actually by the coaching staff and by the players that they got better as the game went along.
Yeah, they made some adjustments. You can tell. You saw, you know, Tyson Helton adjusted in the game very well, and you can tell by some of the play calling, calling some plays to the outside and trying to get the ball to the outside, because the interior, West Virginia was having a lot of success. Tennessee made some changes to their personnel, and you saw the offensive line improve. You don't have Tim Jordan rushing for 120-something yards, and Jared being efficient as he was without the adjustments being made. So the offensive line is the hardest group on the football field, because you need all five guys working together and being in sync. And we saw how they improved during the game, and now they have to go back to the drawing board, Brandon Kennedy out, and find out, okay, who can we count on from the game film in the first game and move on with the best five now.
How important, Swain, are the next 2 weeks for a younger football team or a team that is looking to gain some confidence?
I mean, these games, I mean, Tennessee's going to pay out some money to beat up on some real poor teams so they can get a new weight room or get some new facilities. And you're afraid, because I remember Inky Johnson and Justin Hill got hurt in the Air Force game in 06. Yeah. And you know, we didn't have those guys before we played Florida. And so you worry, because, you know, here's a team that shouldn't be in with you, but it's important for these young players to get in. Some of the older players on the team, they still got that butch on them. You know, it's like a bacteria or something. I don't know what's going on, but they're scary. They look, you know, timid sometimes.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to bounce back after adversity. Sometimes you get put down to get up Saturday. And so I think Cruz will have to play some of those guys and let some of the other guys who were here, who's been here for the last 2 or 3 years, kind of let those guys sit and watch. And that's part of the transition when you have a new coach. But there's positives and negatives of playing a team that is inferior to you.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com.
How much Keller Chris do you think we'll see on Saturday?
Hopefully I'll see a bunch of it. That means that Tennessee's putting up some big-time points and beating down a team that's supposed to be down. You know, Keller was brought in to be a solid backup to Jared, and you need to give him some rest because you just never know what might happen in the SEC. Football is a dangerous sport, so you want to give Keller some game reps just in case Jared goes down in the future. I mean, Tennessee quarterbacks haven't been healthy all the time. Josh Dobbs has really been the only guy that I can remember that's been able to go through a season without getting banged up and missing time. So you got to get Keller Chris those reps.
Are you surprised by the timing on Trey Coleman leaving? I mean, obviously you knew where you were on the depth chart going into the first game.
Yeah, well, we're starting to see that around college football. There's some benefits to leaving your team in the middle of the season where you can go somewhere else and not lose a year. And I understand that from a business standpoint, but as a football player or just, you know, anyone in life, like when you start something, you know, most of our parents tell us to finish it. And I just hate that about college football. I understand it from a business standpoint. I understand it from a kid's standpoint. We saw guys like, you know, Blake Barnett at Alabama leave in the middle of the season, and it benefited him to not lose that year. So I get that, but I just hate when you just leave in the middle of the year and you just leave your brothers out to dry. But you are right, too. He was, like, fifth in the depth chart. Gunner Banks went in his first game and passed him up, so writing's on the wall there.
Talking about the quarterbacks, it actually makes sense to get JT Shroud out there too, right? I mean, you've got four games to redshirt him.
Hey, I want to beat ETSU down so bad that we bring people out of stands to play. Everybody can
win. Swain, you're just trying to hurt Randy Sanders' feelings now.
Yeah, you got any eligibility left?
Oh,
yeah,
man,
it is what it is. Randy's been on the side of it, and Coach Sanders, I was a player when he was my offense coordinator for 3 years. He understands how this stuff works, and it's no hard feelings, but, you know, we need everybody playing. I mean, I hope I can get a rep in on Saturday just because we're up so much. Let me give me a hitch route or something. Everybody can play. Everybody can play.
Would that be your one route? You don't want to run like a nine route?
Nine route? Listen, man, I got stuff to do the next day. I can't be laid up in the bed with patches on and icy hot and bandages, man. That's too much. Just give me one simple 5-yard route, and let me lean forward 5 yards for a first down. I'm good, man. That's all I need.
What about Randy Sanders saying that if they win, that he's going to get naked and walk back to Johnson City with the goalposts?
I think Randy just wants to get naked, and he's just using the game as an excuse. I think he wants to go streaking. I think he's been watching what's the movie, Old School with Will Ferrell. I think he just wants to go streaking through the quad, and he's using the game as an excuse.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like that to me.
Yeah. Hey, Swain, appreciate the visit, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See y'all.